This is VOA News Fire Remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. This final debate night, U.S. President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden offered sharply different versions and visions of how to handle the surging pandemic and fought over how Mr. Trump pays in taxes during the final debate of the tumultuous campaign. The night in Nashville began with a battle over the president's handling of the pandemic, where more than 225,000 Americans have died and millions of jobs have been lost. Mr. Trump declared that the virus will go away, while Biden warned that the nation was heading toward a dark winter. President Trump defended his management of the nation's most deadly health crisis in a century, dismissing Biden's warning that the nation had a dire stretch ahead due to spikes in infections, and he promised that a vaccine would be ready in weeks. U.S. officials say that there's been an onslaught of activity from Russian state-sponsored hacking groups in recent days. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security Cybersecurity Agency have released an advisory warning that Russian hackers have targeted networks in dozens of state and local governments in the United States in recent days. The alert says some networks were compromised. U.S. officials point the finger to a Russian state-sponsored hacking group, variously known in the cybersecurity community as Dragonfly or Energetic Bear. The advisory was released less than 24 hours after U.S. officials warned at a news conference Wednesday night that Russia and Iran have obtained some voting registration information. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Army says it carried out a drone strike against al-Qaeda leaders in northwest Syria near the border, killing 14 jihadists. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the victims included five foreigners and six commanders. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.